Good to be with you again today. On Thanksgiving morning, I spent part of the morning with a lady who has stage 4 cancer and is not going to live much longer. She's not a believer. And she's alone. Very afraid. And so she had asked if a pastor could come and visit with her. So on Thanksgiving, I went to talk with her. And I told her, I said, I can't promise you any kind of a cure. I'm not a faith healer. But I said, I can offer you some hope. I can promise you that if you'll give your heart to Jesus, He offers you eternal life. I can't take away the pain you are suffering. But I can promise you that Jesus will walk with you even as you're facing that pain. I wanted to let Suzanne know that there is hope even in the worst of situations. We're looking at the message of hope in the book of Revelation. A couple of you texted me this week that you were reading through Revelation, and I was so encouraged to hear that. Last week we saw that we have hope because God is sovereign. That doesn't mean that everything is going to go smoothly in life. It doesn't mean that believers have no health problems. It doesn't mean that believers have no marriage conflicts or financial problems. We live in a fallen world and we're going to have problems. But it does mean that God is in control. A God who loves us deeply and is with us even in the worst of situations. That gives us hope. This morning, I want to look at two other reasons that we have hope. We're still in Revelation. And we're going to see that we have hope because 2,000 years ago, Jesus came into our world. And secondly, we have hope because that same Jesus will come again. You heard that today is the first Sunday of Advent. It's the season leading up to our celebration of Christmas. It's my favorite season of the church calendar. It's a season when we are looking back at the time when He came the first time. We sang two Advent hymns this morning. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Now, if you had music lessons when you were a child, and if you did well in those lessons, you might have recognized that we were singing in a minor key. That's because that hymn is portraying Israel waiting for the coming of Messiah. There's some sadness, some melancholy as they wait. When will he come? But every stanza of that hymn ends with, rejoice! Rejoice! Emmanuel, God with us, shall come. Advent takes us back to that first coming, what it was like to wait for him for that coming. But in the 1700 years that we've been celebrating Advent, the biggest emphasis of Advent has been waiting for his second coming. Joy to the World is a hymn about the second coming. He comes to make his blessings flow as far as the curse is found. That hasn't happened yet. But it will happen when he comes again. In his first coming, through his death and resurrection, Jesus broke Satan's power. When Jesus rose from the dead, he proved that Satan will not have the last word. But Satan is still very active. But in his second coming, Jesus will win the final victory over Satan. And so we have hope. Because he came 2,000 years ago. And he's going to return to take us to live with him forever. That hymn says his blessings will flow far as the curse is found. So we're in Revelation. John is writing to Christians who are being persecuted for their faith. The Emperor Domitian insisted that every citizen had to swear to recognize that the emperor was Lord and God. That became the test. If you would say Domitian is Lord and God, you were free. But Christians could not say that. They knew there is only one true Lord, one true God. And so they're being persecuted. And it feels to them like Domitian has a lot more power than Jesus does. And so John writes to encourage them. Chapter 1, verse 7, he looks to a time when every knee is going to bow, not to Domitian, but to the true Lord of the universe.
在启示录的一章七节，约翰就描述了，就是说，众西都要跪拜，不是对着这个皇帝多米田，而是对着耶稣基督。
He says, behold, he is coming with the clouds.
一章七节说，看哪，他驾云降临。
Every eye will see him.
众目要看见他。
Even those who pierced him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
He says, Jesus is coming back.
耶稣会再来。
Even those who have opposed him will see him and will bow to him.
即使那些抵挡他的人也要看见他，也要向他跪拜。
He came the first time as a baby.
第一次耶稣来的时候是以婴孩的形式出现的。
He will return as king over all creation.
他再来的时候就是宇宙的创造者。
He came the first time to die.
他第一次来是为了要死。
He will come the second time to rule the world.
第二次来是为了掌管统管世界。
He came the first time as a lamb to be slain.
第一次来他是作为被杀的羔羊。
He will return as the Lion of Judah.
他再来是以犹大的狮子。
And John says to these Christians who are suffering,
约翰对这些受苦的基督徒说,
This should give you hope.
这会给你盼望。
And it should give us hope today.
也应该带给我们盼望。
As we realize that just as he came 2,000 years ago, he will return again.
就像我们意识到,就像他2000年以前来过,他也一定会再来。
Now last week I looked at Revelation by doing a quick survey.
那上个星期我们很快地过了一遍启示录。
This morning I want to narrow our focus to two passages.
那今天早晨我们主要来看两段经文。
We're going to look in Revelation 12.
我们首先来看启示录的十二章。
And then we'll move to Revelation 19.
然后我们到启示录的十九章。
You might want to follow in Revelation 12 especially because I'm going to look at how this picture is looks.
然后呢，请大家就是打开圣经，特别的来看启示录的第十二章，看我们如何来看这个描述，这个它是描述的是什么？
It's a picture of Jesus' first coming.
它其实描述的是主耶稣的第一次再来。
Revelation 12 is a Christmas story.
其实启示录十二章是圣诞节的故事。
But it is not like any version of the Christmas story you've ever heard.
但是跟你所读到的、听到的任何的基督圣诞节的故事都不同。
If you came to the singing tree last night,
如果昨天晚上大家去参加那个 Home Song 的那个百人
They didn't do this version.
他们可没有做这一节。
There's no wise men or shepherds here.
在启示录十二章没有这个东方三博士，没有东方的博士，也没有。
In Revelation 12, the cattle and the sheep are not there.
然后在启示录十二章没有这个牛羊。
It's a picture of Christmas from God's point of view. It is showing the cosmic battle that took place at Christmas.
在这个圣诞，就是耶稣降生的时候所发生在这个宇宙中的征战。
It's a picture of Christmas.
这是一个圣诞节的故事。
There are three characters in the picture.
在这个描述中呢，有三个人物，有三个人物。
There's a mother giving birth.
这是一个要生产的妇人。
Chapter 12, verse 1. A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. Now, if this were a college class instead of a Sunday morning service, I would stop here and say, who is this mother? And some smart student would say, that's Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I would say, good answer. But no. Because I told you this is a big picture of what happens at Christmas. What John is seeing here is bigger than just what happened at Bethlehem. And so he gives us a picture of this mother with the 12 stars. Pointing back to the Old Testament. Where Israel was the nation that was chosen to give birth to the Messiah.
就是以色列这个民族被神拣选，要给世界带来弥赛亚。
He says, all the promises that were given are finally coming to pass.
所有的应许最终到了要成就的时候。
Hundreds of years of history and prophecy are narrowing down to one moment.
然后所有的几百年上千年的这个先知的预言到了最后这一刻要成就的时候。
when the promises to Israel are going to be fulfilled.
对以色列的这个应许就要成就了。
And the promised Messiah is born.
所应许的弥赛亚要出生了。
And so she's giving birth finally to the Messiah that has been promised.
她在那个最后的时候要生出所应许的弥赛亚。
But there's another character.
在这个里边呢，还有另外一个。
Verse 3, another sign appeared in heaven.
天上又出显出一。
Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems.
有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
That character was not in the singing tree program last night.
在昨天晚上你看的那个百人那个圣诞树上，可是没有这个角色。
Verse 9 tells us that the dragon is Satan.
在第九节告诉我们，这个大红龙呢就是撒旦。
The enemy who is opposed to God.
就是那个抵挡神的敌人。
The enemy of God's people.
也是神的百姓的敌人。
So we have a mother.
所以我们有一位母亲。
We have a terrible dragon.And we have someone from off stage coming on doing something. And then finally, we have the baby. The baby Jesus, verse 5. The mother gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. That's John's picture of Christmas in Revelation 12.
这是约翰在关于在启示录中给予的那个圣诞节的故事。
A mother clothed with the sun giving birth to a baby.
这个妇人呢，这个妈妈呢是披戴日头要生一个孩子。
A dragon waiting to devour the newborn child.
那这个龙呢是要吞吃妇人所生的孩子。
Verse 4 says the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that when she bore her child he might devour.
龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后，要吞吃她的孩子。
Now imagine this scene for a moment.
你再想象一下这幅画面。
A helpless newborn baby.
一个无助的刚出生的婴孩。
Being attacked by a mighty dragon with 7 heads.
然后呢，有一个这个巨大的这个龙，有七头的红龙。
The baby can't survive.
那这个婴孩基本上是没有存活的希望的。
The baby doesn't have a chance.
因为这个孩子完全无助嘛，这没有这没有胜算。
But I told you the book of Revelation is a book of hope.
但是我讲过，启示录是一本充满盼望的书，是盼望之书。
And a sovereign God is protecting this newborn baby.
这全能的神在保护这个刚出生的婴孩。
Verse 5, her child was caught up to God into his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God.
她的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了，妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方。
This is a picture of Christmas from heaven's perspective.
这是从天堂的角度来看圣诞节的故事。
As Satan does everything he can do to defeat God's plan.
当撒旦尽其所能要击败神的计划的时候，
you read Revelation 12 and then you go back and you read the Old Testament historical books.
然后你读启示录的第十二章，再回去读旧约的历史书卷。
And you see this over and over as Satan attacks Israel to try to defeat the plan to bring Messiah.
就是你就看到撒旦一而再再而三的想要就是击败以色列，要破坏神把弥赛亚带到世界的计划。
But Revelation says,
但是启示录十二章，
that mighty dragon is not going to win.
那个巨龙他是没有办法赢的。
God is more powerful than Satan.
神比撒旦更有全能。
This is a message of hope.
这是盼望的信息。
Again, John is writing to Christians who are being persecuted by a mighty Roman government.
然后约翰所写信的这个教会正在被一个大有权能的非常有权势的罗马帝国所迫害所逼迫。
They are hiding in the catacombs, worshiping in secret.
他们就藏在这个地下墓穴里边，就是秘密的来敬拜。
In their eyes, Rome is a powerful dragon, and they are as helpless as this little baby.
在他们的眼中呢，罗马就是这个巨龙，他们就是这个无助的小婴孩。
But I can imagine that At Christmas time, they read Revelation 12.
但是当我想象, 他们在圣诞节的时候去读,
they see how God protected the baby. And they realize that same God can protect us. And 2,000 years later,
再过了2000年,
you and I serve that same God.
我们所服侍的是同一位神。
A God who is far more powerful than any forces that oppose the church. Far more powerful than Satan and all his schemes. This is a message of hope. The dragon cannot devour the baby. Because God is in charge. And Satan cannot defeat us. Because God is sovereign. Verses 7 through 9 tell of Satan's rebellion against God. Now, fortunately, Dr. Wingham is here again this week. He can explain this to you. Some commentators see this as a picture of Jesus' victory over Satan at the cross. Some see it as looking forward to Satan's battle during the Great Tribulation.
那有些就解释说, 认为是在这个大灾难中, 在天上的这样的一个征战。
Some see it as a flashback back to the war in heaven when Satan was cast out of heaven for his rebellion.
还有的认为是当撒旦被从天上赶下去的时候的这样一个回, 就是好像一个回放似的。
Dr. Wingham knows which of those three is right, and he will explain it.
然后温牧师呢, 是知道这个三个解释, 他可以给你们答案, 可以给你们解释。
But regardless of the details, here is the key to all three of those.
但是不管这个到底怎么解释,这个细节是什么, 关键在于,
Satan is a defeated foe.
这个撒旦是一个已经被打败的敌人。
You see, verses 4 and 5, Satan attacks Israel, and he loses.
然后第四节,第五节, 撒旦攻击以色列, 他失败了。
Verses 7 through 9, Satan attacks Michael the archangel. And he loses.
然后呢, 七到九节, 撒旦在攻击这个天使长米迦勒, 他又失败了。
And then you jump down to verse 17.
然后我们就跳到第17节,
the dragon, that's Satan,
龙, 那就是撒旦,
became furious with the woman
向妇人发怒,
and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring.
去与他其余的儿女征战,
and listen to who he is attacking now.
现在他在攻击谁?
Those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. That's us. That's the church. This is why you face some tough times. This is why it's not always easy to be a believer. Don't be shocked when Satan attacks.
所以当撒旦攻击你的时候,不要震惊,不要觉得惊奇。
Because John said it's going to happen.
因为约翰告诉我们这个会发生的。
But here is the hope.
但是盼望在于,
he attacked Israel.
他撒旦攻击了以色列,
and he lost.
然后他输了,他失败了。
He attacked Michael the archangel.
他去攻击天使长米迦勒,
and he lost.
然后他也失败了。
And John says,
约翰说,
he is attacking the church.
他也在攻击教会,
and he will lose.
他会失败。
But you might say, well, if he's a defeated foe, 然后你, why is life so hard?
然后你可能会说, 如果他是已经被打败的敌人, 为什么生活还这么艰难呢?
Why do I face so many temptations?
为什么我还会面对如此多的试探呢?
Why do I face so many battles?
为什么我会面对如此的这么多的征战呢?
You see, John says, yes, the dragon, Satan, is going to lose.
然后约翰说, 撒旦最后会输掉, 会被打败。
But until Jesus returns for his final victory,
直到主耶稣最后降临, 打到那个最后的胜利的时候，得到最后的胜利的时候。
We live in verse 17.
我们现在是活在这个十七节里边。
That's our verse.
那是给我们的经节。
He's attacking.
他在攻击我们。
An example from history.
从那个历史上的一个例子。
If you like to read military history,
如果你喜欢读军事历史的话，
World War II,
二战的时候，
D-Day was the decisive battle of the war.
那个诺曼底登陆日是这个战役的一个决定的胜利的一个日子，一场战役。
156,000 soldiers landed on the coast of Normandy.
在那天呢，是有156,000的士兵在那个罗曼底登，法国的罗曼底登陆。
And from that point on, victory was assured.
从那点上开始就知道这边联军这边一定是胜利了。
Within a year, Germany had surrendered and Hitler was dead.
然后又过了一年，这个德国投降，希特勒死了。
That was the decisive battle.
那是一个决定这个胜负的一个战役。
But in those 12 months,
但是在那一年之内，罗曼底登陆到最后他们结束一年之内，
there were still many smaller battles.
还有很多的战役。
Hitler's army kept fighting.
然后希特勒的军队呢继续的战斗。
Thousands of Allied soldiers died between D-Day, when they invaded Normandy, and V-Day, when Germany surrendered.
所以呢，成千上万的士兵在这个就是登陆日，就是战争发起日的那个罗曼底登陆日到最后的胜利日之间呢，有成千上万的士兵阵亡了。
And if you struggle at times to say if God is sovereign,
如果你有时候会挣扎说神真的是全能的吗？是主宰的吗
？If He's going to win,
如果他要最后会得胜
，Then why do I have so many battles?
我为什么还有这么多的征战呢？
Understand that we live in that time between D-Day.
要知道，我们是在这个发起日，战争发起日的罗曼底登陆日
，and the final victory
和最后的这个胜利日之间的这段时期内。
2,000 years ago, Jesus fought the decisive battle when he rose from the grave.
当2,000年前，当主耶稣从坟墓里复活的时候，他已经赢得了这个决定性的胜利。
So the book of Revelation says our victory is certain.
所以呢，启示录告诉我们，我们的胜利是确定的。
But Satan hasn't quit fighting.
但是撒旦并没有说就。
And the final victory will not take place until Jesus returns.
是最终的胜利，只有到主耶稣回来的时候才有。
So we will face battles.
所以我们会面临不同的征战。
We'll have difficult times.
我们会有艰难的时光。
We'll become discouraged at times.
我们会有的时候会灰心。
But Revelation doesn't end with chapter 12, verse 17.
然后呢，启示录并没有就停，就没有说在十二章十七节就结束了。
Yes, we have hope because Jesus entered our world 2,000 years ago.
我们因为主耶稣2,000年前来到世间，所以我们有盼望。
But we have hope because He is returning. He is coming again.
我们有盼望，是因为主耶稣会再来。
And so I'm jumping to chapter 19.
所以现在我就跳到19章。
Revelation 12 portrays Jesus' first coming with a picture of a battle between a baby and a dragon.
启示录第十二章就描述了主耶稣的第一次再来，他把它描述成就是一个婴孩跟一个巨龙。
Chapter 19 portrays his second coming with a picture of a wedding supper.
那十九章呢，他所描述的主耶稣的再来呢，就是有一个婚宴。
Chapter 19, verse 7, let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory.
第十九章第七节说，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
For the marriage of the Lamb has come.
因为婚宴，羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
And his bride has made herself ready.
新妇自己预备好了。
Now when those first century Christians read this verse, they became excited.
第一世纪的基督徒当他们读到这一句的时候，他们很兴奋。
Because they understood what this means.
因为他们理解这在讲什么。
In the first century,
在第一世纪的时候，
after a Jewish couple was engaged,
当一对这个犹太人的夫妇当他们订婚了以后，
the man would go away and build a home where they were going to live.
这个新郎就会离开，他就会去建造一个房子，是他们将来要住的地方。
He would get everything ready.
他会把所有的东西。
And when everything was prepared,
当所有的都准备好了之后。
He would come back
他就会回来。
Take his bride.
然后他就会迎娶新娘。
And they would go and celebrate the marriage with a great feast for the whole community.
然后他们就会有个很大的给整个社区的一个婚宴。
Just some free help to you parents.
所以呢，给父母的一些建议啊，一些小小贴士。
When some guy comes and wants to marry your daughter,
如果有人要来娶你的女儿的话，
you just say, I want to do it biblically.
你就说，我想按照圣经的方式来做。
You go away and build a house with your bare hands.
然后呢，你就先离开，用你的双手建造一个房子。
And when that's done, then you come back and we'll talk.
然后呢，把那个弄好了之后再来跟我谈。
I like to be practical in preaching.
我喜欢在这个讲道的时候很实际。
But when they read this, they understood.
所以当第一世纪的基督徒他们读到这个时候，他们是了解在讲什么。
Because in John 14, Jesus has said to his disciples,
因为在约翰福音十四章第三节，耶稣
I'm going to go away.
我去是为了你们预备。
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我去是要为你们预备原是为你们预备地方去。
And then I'll come again.
就必再来接你
们到我那里去。And I'll take you to myself.
我在哪里叫你们也在哪里。
You're my bride.
你们是我的心腹。
And I'm going to prepare our eternal home.
我要去为你们预备我们永恒的家。
And when everything is ready,
当所有的一切都预备好的时候，
I'll come back.
我会再来。
And that's what happens in Revelation 19.
那就是在十九章所发生的。
He returns to bring us, his bride, to our eternal home.
他要来把我们，他的心腹带到我们永恒的家。
And we celebrate.
然后我们就会有很大的庆祝
with a wedding feast.
然后就是一个婚宴
for those early Christians who were discouraged,
对那些早期的初期的这个灰心的基督徒
who might have been tempted to think,
也许他们会想说
Jesus went away,
耶稣走离开了
He left us here under the thumb of a Roman Caesar who hates us,
然后我们就在这个憎恨我们的罗马政府下边任人欺压。
And it looks like he's forgotten about us.
好像他已经忘掉我们了。
This said,
然后这个告诉我们,
don't forget.
不要忘记。
He told you he was going away.
他告诉过你们他要离开。
He's preparing a home.
他在为你们预备住处。
And he's going to come back and take you.
他会再来, 会来接你们。
There is hope.
在这里有盼望。
And when you become discouraged in your Christian walk,
当你在这个基督徒的这个旅程中你感觉孤单的时候觉得灰心的时候
When Satan says to us,
当撒旦对我们说
You go to church on Sunday,
你星期天去教会
And some bald-headed guy gets up there,
然后有一个没有多少头发的牧师站在这里
And says, God is sovereign, he's in control, you can trust him,
对你说神是全能的神在掌管你可以信靠他
But then on Monday, the bald-headed guy isn't there,
但是在周一的时候这个牧师不在那里
and you face all kinds of battles
然后你面对各种各样的征战
John says
约翰说
it's okay
没关系
Jesus told us he's going away
耶稣告诉我们他要离开
but he's going away to prepare a home
但是他去是要预备一个住处
he hasn't forgotten about us
他没有忘记我们
and he's going to come back
他会再回来
and he's going to take us
他会带上我们接上我们
to a wonderful wedding feast
带我们去到一个盛大的婚宴
then John gives another picture of Jesus' return
然后约翰给了我们另外一个主耶稣再来的图片
he's coming back as a bridegroom
他来是以新郎的再回来
but then John says let me show you another picture of his coming back
然后约翰说再让我们向你展示另外一幅主耶稣
Because remember the dragon
记得那个巨龙吗
Remember Satan's attack
还有撒旦巨龙就是那个撒旦
He's going to come back
主耶稣会再来
As a mighty warrior
成为一个勇士大能的勇士
On a white horse
在一个白马上骑一匹白马
Then I saw heaven open
我观看见天开了
Behold a white horse
有一匹白马
The one sitting on it is called faithful and true.
骑在马上的称为诚信真实。
And in righteousness he judges and makes war.
他审判征战都按着公义。
And then listen to the description.
你来看对这位骑在马上的白马上的人的描述。
Remember they're being attacked.
你知道那时候基督徒在被攻击。
By Caesar.
是那时候凯撒在攻击他们。
But John says, "Let me show you what Jesus is going to look like when he comes back."
他说，约翰说，让我向你描述，当耶稣再来的时候，耶稣是什么样子的。
His eyes are like a flame of fire.
他的眼睛如火焰。
On his head are many crowns.
他头上戴着许多冠冕。
He has a name written that no one knows but himself.
又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God.
他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。
And all the armies of heaven,
在天上的众军
clothed in fine linen, white and pure,
骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
We're following him on white horses.
跟随他。
John says to these people who are hiding from Caesar.
约翰对这些在躲藏的基督徒说，
One day you're going to look up.
有一天你向上看，向天观看。
And you're going to see Jesus on a great white horse.
你会看到主耶稣骑着一匹白马。
He's going to have all the armies of heaven behind him.
他会有天上的众军跟随他。
And Caesar doesn't stand a chance.
那个凯撒一点机会都没有。
For the sake of time, I just want to show you one of the names that he uses here.
就是为了时间的关系，我就讲主耶稣用他在这里讲的一个名字。
Some other time we'll talk about the other names in these verses. But look at the name Faithful and True.
他名称为诚信真实。
I was reading that and looking at that name.
我就在读在看这个名字。
And I went back to the beginning of Revelation.
我们看到在启示录的前几章。
Where it shows Jesus speaking to the church at Laodicea.
就是主耶稣对老底家的教会说话。
A church that has grown lukewarm.
然后这个教会就变得不冷不热。
A church that is no longer very faithful.
这个教会不是对神很忠心。
And Jesus says to that church,
主耶稣对那个教会说，
I am faithful and true.
我是诚信真实的。
That's my name.
我是成为诚信
真实见证
的。That's who I am.
You haven't been faithful.
你对我没有忠心。
But I am faithful and true.
但是呢，我却是那位诚信真实的。
And so he says, I am standing at the door.
所以主耶稣说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
And knocking.
叩门。
And if you will hear my voice.
若有听见我声音，就开门。
If you will open the door.
如果你打开门。
I will come in and eat with you.
我就会进到里边去。
That name is a wonderful name.
那是一个非常棒的名字。
Paul referred to it. He said, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful."
保罗说，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
Is there anyone here whose faith is weak?
有没有谁在这里的信心是软弱的？
Paul says.
保罗说。
John says.
约翰说。
When our faith is weak,
当我的信心软弱的时候，
he remains faithful.
他仍然是可信的。
We sing songs sometimes about how strong we are and how determined we are.
有时候我们唱的诗赞美诗里边有说我们多么强壮，我们多么就是决心定义要跟随主。
And they're nice songs.
那是挺好的诗歌。
But sometimes they're not very true.
但是有的时候却不是很真实。
Because sometimes our determination and our strength just isn't quite enough.
因为有的时候我们的决心跟我们的力量并不足够。
And at those times,
在那些时候，
when you feel like giving up,
当你觉得你要放弃的时候，
when you think, you know, I'm just not strong enough to make it,
当你觉得说我真的是没有，我没有力量，我真的是没有办法再走下去了。
Revelation 19 does not say this.
启示录十九章没有说。
Just be strong.
你就要刚强。
Come on, step up. You can do this.
过来，你起努力一点，你要强壮，你要刚强。
It doesn't do that.
那启示录十九章不是这么。
And I'm glad because in the worst times, that message really doesn't help very much.
我很高兴它是这么写的，因为在你最糟糕、最黑暗的时候，这样的讲其实对你是没用的。
Because sometimes we just don't have the strength.
你就是没有力，没有那个力量。
To say I can do this.
你就没真的是没有力量说，哎呀，我可以做到。
So Revelation says something much, much better.
所以呢，启示录十九章呢，他说的真的是太好了。
When you feel weak.
当你感觉很微弱的时候。
When you're ready to give up.
当你已经到了那个要放弃的那个点上的时候。
Revelation 19 says.
启示录十九章说。
There is hope.
那里还有盼望。
Don't despair.
不要绝望。
Because His name, not your name, His name.
因为他的名不是因为你的名
is faithful and true
因为他的名为诚信为真实
and when you struggle
当你挣扎的时候
when your faith is weak
当你的信心很软弱的时候
you can call on him
你可以呼喊他呼叫他呼求他
and say your name God
你的名
is faithful and true
是诚信真实的
and I'm going to rely on you
我要依靠你。
That's the hope of Revelation.
那就是启示录的盼望。
We move on.
我们再往下看。
The powers of evil gather for a great battle.
然后那些世界上那个所有的邪恶力量聚集起来，要征战。
But Satan's armies are destroyed by Jesus on his white horse.
然后撒旦的军队被在骑在白马上的耶稣所击败。
The beast, the false prophet, are thrown into the lake of fire.
然后这个兽和假先知被扔到了火硫磺。
Satan is defeated.
然后撒旦呢就被打败。
The battle is over.
然后征战结战役结束。
Revelation 20 tells of the final judgment.
然后在启示录第二十章讲到末日最后的审判。
And then in chapter 21.
到了第二十一章。
We come to the climax of all history.
我们就看到人这个历史的这个最终的这个高潮点。
If you start in Genesis 3,
如果你从起创世纪第三章开始，
and you read straight through,
你就直接这么一直读下去。
Everything from Genesis 3 through Revelation 20,
从创世纪第三章到启示录第二十章，
all of it is pointing to chapter 21.
所有这一切都是要指向。
This is where the whole story is headed.
这个就是整个的这个故事，整个的这个。
This is why Christians are people of hope.
这就是为什么基督徒是有盼望的人。
This is why we don't despair over the terrible things that happen in our world.
这就是为什么在这个世界上所发生这一切可怕的这些事情的时候，我们不会绝望。
Because we have chapter 21.
因为我们有启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21 describes our eternal home.
21章描述了我们永恒的家。
This home that Jesus went away to prepare.
这是主耶稣他离开所预备的住地方。
He describes a beautiful city.
他描述了一个新天新地，一个新城。
A place without tears, without pain, without death.
在一个这个圣城是有不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
Best of all.
最好的就是
a city filled with God's presence.
这个圣城就是充满了神的同在。
Remember back in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve are driven out of the Garden of Eden.
记得在创世纪第三章，亚当跟夏娃被赶出了伊甸园。
Because of sin, we can no longer look on the face of God.
因为罪，我们不能再直视神的面。
But in Revelation 21 and 22,
但是在启示录二十一章二十二章
，Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
He will dwell with them.
他要与人同住。
They will be His people.
他们要做他的子民。
God Himself will be with them as their God.
神要亲自与他们同在。
And chapter 22 says, "We will see His face."
然后第二十二章就告诉我们，我们会看到神的面。
Whatever you are facing,
不管你现在面对的是什么
，in the most difficult times,
在你最艰难的时光
，you have hope.
你仍然有盼望。
Because,
因为
the Jesus who entered our world 2,000 years ago,
在两千年前来到我们世间的耶稣基督
says, "I've gone away."
耶稣说我离开。
I'm preparing a place for you.
我为你们预备一个住处。
And I'm going to come again, and I'm going to take you to that place.
我会来带你。我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
There'll be no tears.
在那里没有眼泪。
There'll be no more pain.
没有痛苦。
There'll be no more conflict with children.
不再有跟这个亲子关系中间的冲突。
There'll be no more marriage problems.
也不再有婚姻上的这个冲突问题。
There'll be no more job problems.
也不再有工作上的问题。
No more cancer.
也不再有癌症。
We will live in the presence of God.
我们会活在神的面前，神的同在中。
Back in August, I taught a class at a refugee camp in Zambia.
然后八月份的时候，我在赞比亚的一个难民营在那边教课。
Was driving around looking at the terrible living conditions.
然后呢，难民营当然那个状况就是很悲惨的，我就开车看到。
And the pastor who was translating for me, he's one of the refugees.
然后在那边帮我翻译的牧师呢，他就是其中的一个难民。
And I said, What keeps you from despair in this situation?
他说在这样的，我问他在这样的状况下，到底是什么让你们不会陷于绝望呢？
And he said, "We all dream of someday living in America."
他说我们都梦想着有一天我们会住在美国，会来到美国。
We'll have homes with electricity and running water.
我们会住的那个房子里边有电有水。
We'll have good food. We'll have health care.
我们会有那个吃的，也会有健康，有那个可以看医疗保，可以看医生。
He said that's what gives us hope.
那个就给我们带来盼望。
I began to think about Revelation 21.
然后我就开始想启示录二十一章。
You see, in difficult times.
在那个艰难的时候。
When we're diagnosed with an incurable disease.
当你被诊断出来有绝症。
When we lose our job and don't know how we're going to pay our bills.
当你丢了工作不知道怎么样来付账单的时候。
When our children rebel.
当你的孩子那个被叛逆的时候。
When life is hard.
这个生活是很艰难。
We can dream of a time.
但是你会梦想有一个时光。
When we're going to live in a new home.
我们会在一个新的地方。
A place with none of those problems.
在这个新的地方呢没有这样任何的问题。
But there's a great difference between the hope of Revelation 21.
但是在这个启示录二十一章的盼望和
and the hopes of the refugees in Zambia.
和这个难民营里这个难民的盼望中间有个巨大的不同。
You see, I didn't remind the pastor who was translating for me.
我没有提醒这个为我翻译的牧师。
But I had already read before I went there.
在我去之前呢，我就先去。就去读了一些关于他们的状况。
And I knew the statistics.
我知道这个统计数据。
For the refugees, for most of them.
对这个难民来讲，对绝大多数。
Their hope is an empty hope.
他们的盼望是一个，其实是一个空洞的盼望。
Because only 5 out of every 100 refugees will ever leave that camp.
因为只有5%的这个难民最终会离开那个难民营。
For 95 of them, they're not going to come to America and have that beautiful house with electricity and running water.
对于他们其中95%的人，他们不会说来到美国住在这个房子里面有电有水。
But for the believer,
但是对于信主的人来讲，
100% out of every 100 believers,
就是100%的基督徒信主的人，
will someday live
有一天
in that new home,
会住在这个新的家。
It's not just a dream.
那不单单是一个梦想。
It is genuine hope.
那是一个真正的，就是盼望。
Based on the promises of a God who says,
是基于神给我们的应许。
I am sovereign.
我是全能的，我是主宰的。
I'm in control.
我在掌管。
We have hope.
我们有盼望。
Because God is in control.
因为神在掌管。
We have hope because Jesus came into our world at Christmas and defeated the power of Satan.
我们有盼望是因为主耶稣在圣诞的2000年前来到这个世界击败了撒旦。
And we have hope because he has said.
我们有盼望是因为他已经告诉我们。
I'm going to come back.
我会再来。
I'm going to take you to be with me.
我会带你们到我的住处，带我为你们预备的住处去。
And we can trust his promise.
所以愿我们就是信任他的盼望应许。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for the promise of Advent.
主啊，谢谢你在降临您所给我们的应许和盼望。
Thank you that in the most difficult of times.
谢谢你在我们最艰难的时刻。
You are with us.
你和我们同在。
You are sovereign.
你是全能的。
And thank you that in the most difficult times we have the promise that you're coming back.
在我们最艰难的时光，我们有你要再来的盼望。
We have a hope for a future.
我们对未来我们是有盼望的。
A future that is wonderful.
是一个充满，是一个美好的未来，美好的盼望。
And so help us to live in anticipation.
所以让我们带着期待来过，来生活。
Help us to live with hope.
让我们带着盼望来生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。